The South Mountain Creamery Morning News Express with Bob Miller on 930 WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express, 734 at WFMD. Well, I don't know about you, but other than when I was doing the Tour de Frederick and watching a little golf, my TV for the last three nights, except for Sunday night, was riveted to ESPN and watching the Thurmont Little League team in the Mid-Atlantic Regionals. And I tell you what, it was like constantly tweeting and Facebooking with people, and everybody seemed to be watching these. The Wonder Boys up in Bristol, and on the phone with us is the coach of the Thurmont Little League. His name is Tim Costello. He joins us, and Coach, first of all, congratulations on a great run. I'm sure it didn't end like you wanted it to, but tell us a little bit about the experience, first of all.
First off, thank you. The experience was great. You know, well taken care of. Boys definitely were into it, had a great time. I mean, they were treated like celebrities up there. Like you said, you know, fell a little short, but hey, the kids battled their hearts out. Went down into the loser's bracket first, and they fought back. They did an awesome job, and they enjoyed it. They all had a great time. Experience.
One of the things that when we were watching the game, I think it was actually my wife said it. She said it seemed like all of a sudden, you know, they got down a couple of times and then like a light switch gets turned on. And she said they forgot that they're playing on TV. They forgot where they're playing and they're just playing baseball. And they kind of started playing their own game. Is that something that you could feel? I mean, when your team gets down, is this something that they've done all year long, or have they pretty much kind of, you know, had their way with other competition?
No, look, the kids don't quit. They got down, and you know they don't stop. They keep battling back. They know, you know, one inning at a time, and you know, just take one kid, get a hit, and you know, fire up the rest of the team. Yeah, it was pretty much, you know, districts, and they lived on top a lot more. You know, they'd get up early, but as we went on competition, getting stronger, they wouldn't stop. You know, just take a little spark, and next thing you know, they'd be back to themselves.
Well, now I gotta say something, because obviously that last game against New Jersey, they had some major power hitters, and took your young your starting pitcher, Mr. Szymanski, and just kind of, you know, caught up to those fastballs, and you made the decision to go with the 60-pound, what do they call him on the Little League, the 60-pound baby faced warrior.
Right.
That would be your son.
Correct.
Yeah, Peyton Costello has really, I think so, caught the attention of the Little League World Series. The one of the announcers said it on TV. He said, you know what? He said, there's going to be a lot of stories, but the thing that he will always remember will be your son, Peyton, and how he came in and faced those mighty hitters and just, you know, shut them down. It's amazing how he shut them down.
Yeah, they were a fastball hitting team, and you know, he comes in as a lefty, an all speed pitcher, and it was definitely effective. Yeah, kids got a lot of heart, and he doesn't, you know, regardless of what the score is. I mean, he comes in even keel and just gets the job done. You know, he doesn't get stressed out to a situation like that. You know, he just does what he has to do, one pitch at a time.
Well, you know, sometimes, and people always say, well, the coach's kid always makes the team, but you could tell by the way he pitched, he deserved to be on that team.
Oh, yeah. He, you know, look, and this goes out for everyone. It's not, you know, a lot's got to do with heart. And he's a ball player. He holds his own.
I think we're losing you a little bit, are we?
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Well, you're talking about your kid who kind of took, the picture of him standing on, it looks like on first base standing there, and everybody loved your son and the whole team. They really did, fascinate a lot of people who embraced Thurmont, the little town of Thurmont. I married a woman from Thurmont, so that makes me happy too. But, what's next for these kids? I mean, does Peyton play any other sports? So some of these kids, other than school, are they getting ready for, football or basketball or anything?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, we try to get the kids doing, more than one sport. Some may take a little time off. This was a long run. Been playing all summer. Some may take a couple months off, and majority of kids, they'll start playing basketball, wrestling, and some football. So I know as far as my son, he'll probably take a break, and he starts wrestling, and, it'll be here before you know it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what he said in the opening credits, right, that he likes wrestling.
Right.
Any of these kids playing fall baseball?
There will be some. Like I said, I'm not sure who all will be playing, especially after their run this summer. Some may want to take a break and just wait for the spring to start back up.
As a coach, kind of wrap up your feelings about this team, and do you get any of them back? Are you going to continue coaching next year? Do you move to a different level, or where do you go from here?
Yeah, a lot of these boys are going to be moving up to the big field. Starting 13U, you go to 60-90 field. I'll continue to coach. I will stay with the upcoming 12U kids, and the 13s, they'll move on to one of the assistant coaches. He'll take those kids up. But this group of boys, they're an amazing group, not just on the baseball field, off the baseball field too. Great kids. They all get along. All of them are buddies. And, that's part of it, good relationships, and off the field makes things happen on the field. So great, great group of kids.
If you can, what did you share with them after the game?
You're in the Mid-Atlantic Championship game, and, you lose, they're 100% disappointed. This has been a dream for a lot of these guys for years, getting to Williamsport. But, you look at the amount of teams that are involved in this, and to get to the point that we got, it's amazing. I just, what more can you say? They did a great job. Yep. They got to keep their heads up. This is just the start of their future when it comes to baseball. Before you know it, they'll be playing high school ball. You just keep working, keep your heads up. It was a great run. I couldn't be more proud of them.
Well, I'll tell you what, you represented Maryland and Frederick County and the town of Thurmont quite well, you and your team. Gave us some exciting moments, and we all embraced it, and we thank you for being part of the Morning News Express. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. It's the Morning